Rangers Ward. Rangers Ward councillors. Councillor Tanya Baxter. Phone 0427 528 358. Email t.baxter, that's B-A-X-T-E-R, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Brett Owen. Phone 0418 993 370. Email b.owen, that's O-W-E-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot. Phone 0427 135 879. Email l.wilmot, that's W-I-L-M-O-T, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Please stick to the paths at Emerald Lake Park. Visitors to Emerald Lake Park, ELP, are being urged to keep to the reserve's dedicated paths to help protect the park's natural beauty. People veering off paths are compacting the ground, which is causing erosion, damaging new plants in revegetated areas, and stopping newly planted indigenous trees from thriving. Councillor Letitia Wilmot said the Friends of Emerald Lake Park Group and Council have worked together for the past 4 years to revegetate the park with native species and remove invasive tree species as part of the ELP vegetation management project. Council and the Friends group devote a lot of time and energy to ensuring the park stays in good shape for its many visitors. We strongly encourage people to stay on track so this excellent work is not undone, Councillor Wilmot said. The park is stunning and its habitat is very special, so together we need to do all we can to protect it, Councillor Tanya Baxter said. In other environmental news, a local group has ramped up its efforts to conserve the Emerald Star Bush, a rare plant unique to the local area. The Emerald Star Bush Community Partnership Project, ESBCPP, is working to have the species nominated as endangered under the Federal Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. The partnership project comprises local residents and representatives from Emerald Village Committee, Council's Environment Team, Emerald Community House, Emerald for Sustainability, and Johns Hill Landcare Group. Designs on Officer Town Centre. Council has released a draft framework to guide the growth and development of the Officer Town Centre. Councillor Brett Owen said the framework provides interesting and important information about how Officer will develop into the future. The draft framework includes land use requirements, details about buildings and parks, and information about trees, signs, and walking and cycling paths. Officer Town Centre promises to grow into a vibrant, attractive, and sustainable centre in the coming years. It will be exciting to see it take shape, Councillor Owen said. To view the draft Officer Town Centre Urban Design Framework, visit the Planning and Building section of Council's website. For more information, contact Council's Growth Area Planning Team on 1300 787 624. A top sporting arena. Council is now constructing a sports pavilion at Heatherbrae Recreation Reserve in Officer. The building will include change rooms, amenities, storage and social space, and is expected to be completed in time for the 2016-17 cricket season. The reserve, established in 2014, is located in Arena Parade and can be clearly seen as you head west along the Princes Highway through Officer. It features two football cricket ovals with floodlights, as well as two netball courts, two cricket nets, a half-court basketball court, and a tennis hit-up wall. Councillor Letitia Wilmot said, "More and more families are moving into this growth corridor, so it is good that Council is on the front foot in terms of providing excellent sporting facilities in the area." The Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning's 2015-16 Interface Growth Fund gave $2 million in funding towards the $2.767 million pavilion project, with Council contributing the rest of the funds. More info, visit cardinia.vic.gov.au/major projects. Building a stronger cockatoo. An exciting new initiative will bring together the cockatoo community, identifying local needs and exploring the means to achieve them. Council is supporting the Cockatoo Shaping Our Future project, which is being driven by the local community and led by a steering committee of local residents. More than 70 community members attended a forum in February at the Cockatoo Community Complex to get the conversation started and provide input. Council's community strengthening team is collating and prioritising the views expressed at the forum. These will be reported back to the community around mid-March via Facebook, email and the Cockatoo Township Committee. Rangers Ward councillors Brett Owen, Letitia Wilmot and Tanya Baxter are encouraging the community to get behind the project so everyone in Cockatoo can benefit. We look forward to seeing community members working collectively to achieve some excellent outcomes, Councillor Owen said. The process will help build stronger relationships between community organisations, service providers and residents, Councillor Wilmot said. Councillor Baxter said collective impact frameworks around the world have been successful in mobilising different groups to work together to meet common goals, increase understanding and achieve positive change. History shows that when community leaders, citizens, government, business operators and organisations collectively work together to secure good outcomes, great things can happen. For more information or to get involved, contact the steering committee by emailing cockatoosof@gmail.com or via the Cockatoo Shaping Our Future Facebook page. Two photos show Rangers Ward councillors and Cockatoo Shaping Our Future project committee members showing their support for the project. Councillor Brett Owen, Councillor Letitia Wilmot, Ian Robbins, Colin Wales, Tamsin Hadfield, Sue Wales, Councillor Tanya Baxter, Daniel De Graaf, and Council's Community Strengthening Facilitator, Abiola Ajitamobi. And Rangers Ward councillors and Officer Progress Association representatives showing they are pleased that the Town Centre's draft framework is now ready. Annette Aldersey, Jeff Griffiths, Lorraine Petrovich, Michael Petrovich, Councillor Letitia Wilmot, Councillor Brett Owen, Rob Porter, Carol Porter, Trevor Turner and Barbara Morrison.